ICE deports gang members convicted of abduction, drug trafficking, assault. By John Binder on September 2, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is continuing to deport violent gang members from the United States, including those convicted of crimes like assault and battery, drug trafficking, and abduction. Last week, the brave men and women of ICE made our country safer by deporting illegal alien gang members, including kidnappers, violent assailants, drug traffickers, and burglars, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said. Among those deported is Balmor Vladimir Hernandez Lopez of El Salvador, a member of the Mississippi 13 gang. Hernandez Lopez has been previously convicted of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and has been arrested for human trafficking, smuggling contraband into a prison, and resisting an officer. Hernandez Lopez illegally entered the U.S. as an unknown gotaway. In June 2007, a federal immigration judge ordered Hernandez Lopez deported, and in June 2016, he was deported. Hernandez Lopez again illegally crossed the southern border in February 2017. Hernandez Lopez was arrested and deported by the Trump administration that same month. On a third occasion, he illegally crossed the border and entered the U.S. DHS officials detailed more gang members recently deported by ICE. Eric Alexis Valladares Correa, an illegal alien from Honduras and Mississippi 13 gang member, deported on August 24. His criminal history includes convictions for abduction, possession of a weapon, and illegal reentry, and arrests for maliciously or unlawfully wound and cause bodily injury with the intent to maim, disfigure, disable, or kill, resisting an officer, speeding, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He illegally entered the United States through Texas in April 2015 and was released by the Obama administration. After a Department of Justice, DOJ, immigration judge issued Valladares Correa a final order of removal on May 19, 2020, the Trump administration deported him on May 29, 2020. He then illegally re-entered the United States, a felony, at an unknown date and location. Enrique Carrasco Polanco, an illegal alien from Mexico and Sinaloa cartel member, deported on August 29. His criminal history includes convictions for conspiracy to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine, possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, drug possession, marijuana, sell, and illegal reentry. He has previously been deported from the United States three times, in 2014, 2015, and 2017, after a DOJ immigration judge issued Carrasco Polanco a final order of removal on October 14, 2014. He illegally entered the United States at an unknown date and location. Abner Giovanni Del Valle Lemus, an illegal alien from Guatemala and 18th Street gang member, deported on August 28. His criminal history includes convictions for battery, possession of a stolen vehicle, vehicle theft, burglary, and vandalism. He illegally entered the United States at an unknown date and location. Although he was arrested by the U.S. Border Patrol in June 2014, he was released into the country by the Obama administration. A DOJ immigration judge issued Valle Lemus a final order of removal on July 8, 2026. Brian Damian Iglesias Rodriguez, an illegal alien from Uruguay and Latin Kings gang member, deported on August 24. His criminal history includes convictions for assault, burglary of a vehicle, joyriding, unlawful control of a vehicle, shoplifting, receiving stolen property, use or possession of drug paraphernalia, possession or use of a controlled substance, obstruction of police, and criminal trespass. He claims to have illegally entered the United States through New York in 2002. A DOJ immigration judge issued Iglesias Rodriguez a final order of removal on June 17, 2021, and he was deported on August 7, 2021. He illegally re-entered the United States, a felony, and was arrested by the U.S. Border Patrol on October 28, 2021, and was deported again on February 9, 2022. He then illegally entered the United States for a third time at an unknown date and location. The Trump administration is working hard every single day to undo the damage caused by the Biden administration's reckless open border policies, Mullen said. We will never apologize for deporting illegal aliens, because that's how we save lives. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.